In an extraordinary impromptu interview and news conference on the White House lawn this morning, President Trump claimed a Justice Department Inspector General's report on the Hillary Clinton email investigation totally exonerated him in the FBI's Russia investigation, and he said its finding of no bias was wrong. Here he is on Fox News.
The report, the IG report, was a horror show. I thought that one sentence of conclusion was ridiculous.
Yes, the president spoke about 30 minutes with Fox and Friends and then spoke briefly with other reporters there on the lawn. Some remarkable claims. This about his summit to begin to denuclearize North Korea.
I have solved that problem. Now we're getting it memorialized and all. But that problem is largely solved.
And this about Russia's 2014 annexing of Crimea.
President Obama lost Crimea.
So it's his fault.
Wait. Yeah, it's his fault. It's his fault.
And this about former campaign manager Paul Manafort, who was ordered later sent to jail today pending trial.
Like Manafort has nothing to do with our campaign. But I feel so.
Let's bring in our Friday roundtable. This week it includes NBC senior politics editor Beth Fooey. Hi, Beth.
Hi there.
And NPR White House correspondent Ayesha Roscoe. Hi, Ayesha.
Hello.
And Beth, I want you to start with the latest news. Manafort to jail. This is a response to charges that he called witnesses to try to influence them in the Mueller-Russia probe. The judge today reportedly said to him, "This isn't middle school. I can't take your phone." Beth, your thoughts. Manafort to jail. And just a little bit earlier, a very triumphant President Trump in this press conference was saying he had nothing to do with our campaign.
Yeah, and let's just fact check that claim to start. Manafort actually worked for the Trump campaign for 144 days. Kellyanne Conway worked for the campaign for about 84. So the claim that he was only there for a very short time is just refuted by facts.
Now, he was running it.
Exactly. He was a campaign chairman, and he was there for a very long chunk of the campaign. So just setting that aside, though, yeah, Manafort going to jail is a big development. His trial is not scheduled until September. We're in June now. Is Manafort going to want to sit in prison until the trial commences? And if not, is he going to entertain the notion of potentially cooperating with the Mueller probe? We know some of the other folks that have been sort of caught up in this are cooperating with prosecutors. Manafort has been somebody who's held out until this point. And now that he is in jail and we understand that he's out of money and feeling a lot of pressure that way, it may come time that he decides he will cooperate as well.
Mm. Ayesha, before the Manafort news. As we said, President Trump just walked out onto the White House lawn and started doing a long interview with Fox and Friends and then started taking questions. It was very unusual, although if you think about it, it's maybe just President Trump's way of holding a news conference without giving the reporters any time to prepare for it. But he could have said, and maybe this is why he did this, that it was a pretty good week for him before this Manafort news.
President Trump definitely seems to be feeling really confident after the summit in North Korea. He did that long, more formal press conference. And then today he was out there sparring with reporters. And it seems like that's really what he feels comfortable doing. He always has kind of really liked that. But during the first year of his presidency, he kind of held back on that. And at that time, maybe he felt like the administration was struggling with health care and all those things. And now it just seems like he's really feeling loose and confident.
Well, not just the North Korean summit, but this report that came out from the Inspector General's office. And Beth, I want you to take that up. This found no political bias from fired FBI Director James Comey. In other words, the decisions he made about what he said about the Clinton email investigation and when he said it had nothing to do with political bias. But there was a lot of criticism about the fact that he did say things publicly and didn't notify the Justice Department, etc. The report also revealed those FBI text messages between two agents, one asking the other, they were dating, and such a stupid thing to be putting in emails anyway. But one said to the other, "Is Trump really going to win?" The other one said, "No, we will stop him." And President Trump was asked today about the report. Let's listen.
Excuse me, wait. What you'll really see is you'll see bias against me and millions and tens of millions of my followers. That is really a disgrace.
Beth Fooey, doesn't he have a point there with those text messages?
Well, the text messages were, as you said, very, very ill-considered to have put anything like that into writing. And certainly there, the president has a legitimate complaint there. Whether the agents that he's talking about are at the highest levels of the FBI is an entirely different story. One would argue, no, they are investigators on a case. There is no provable bias from Comey or the other really high-ranking people at the FBI. But also let's talk about something else the president is saying about this investigation. He is saying it has totally exonerated him, his term, in the Russia probe. He said it proved there was no collusion, and that is 100% false. This report only looked at the treatment of Hillary Clinton's email investigation by the FBI and the surrounding events with that. It had nothing to do with President Trump's Russia investigation. What he's trying to do is to take the IG report, which does have some legitimate where Republicans could legitimately argue that there are concerns raised there, mm-hmm. and transmogrify it into an indictment of the entire Mueller probe, mm-hmm. and questions around President Trump's campaign and its potential involvement with Russia in 2016. So that is why he did that big interview this morning with Fox and Friends, and why he continued to speak with reporters on the lawn. He wanted to get that out there, that this directly affects how the Mueller investigation should be viewed by people around the country. And it's quite dangerous because it is 100% not showing what the president said it showed.
Well, and he knows that nobody is going to go and read the 500-page report for themselves, you know, who's not in
and
the press.
And he certainly didn't either.
Right. Let's talk about some of the president's legal problems that have been piling up. The New York Attorney General announced a lawsuit yesterday against the Trump Foundation, calling it a piggy bank for the Trump family. A judge in New York gave a green light yesterday for a defamation lawsuit by a former Apprentice contestant to proceed. Trump could be deposed in that. And his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, may flip. There's thought now that he may flip and cooperate with Mueller's investigation. Aisha, are the president's legal problems piling up?
They certainly seem to be. And when you have all of these different cases coming or proceeding, there are all these different areas where President Trump could be affected. We don't know what's going to come out in these different cases and what will come out in court documents. And so, and these are serious charges. And the thing about the foundation, the New York Attorney General has already laid out documents and emails where they say that the Trump Foundation was acting illegally because it was acting on the behalf of the campaign. And so these are very serious charges. Now, President Trump is saying he won't settle, but these are serious things that are coming out, and he will have to address them. He's not going to be able to run away from these court cases.
Look, I want to pick up on what's happening at the border because it's really heated up. This week, the U.S. Conference of Bishops was very critical of the U.S. policy now of separating children from undocumented immigrant parents who are detained at the border. Maybe they are, in some cases, seeking asylum, which is legal, still are separated from their children. Others are crossing illegally. Here's what President Trump said today about that policy.
I hate the children being taken away. The Democrats have to change their law. That's their law.
Quiet.
Now, that's the Democrats' law.
Now, many are weighing in on this, including the Washington Post. There is no law that says the U.S. has to separate children from their parents. This is a longstanding policy that the Trump administration has decided to enact, and the president is saying Democrats could fix this, but they don't control either chamber of Congress. Beth, what's going on here? Is this sort of a leverage on any immigration policies or laws that are being considered?
Well, it's funny that you asked that because President Trump in that news conference just announced that he wasn't going to support this compromise deal that is supposedly being hashed out on Capitol Hill around immigration. So he sort of pulled the rug out of that whole negotiation. But yes, what we're seeing, I think, is we've gotten to a point with this whole discussion of the separating children from their parents on the border. It's made its way into popular consciousness. It's not just something that immigration advocates had been flagging, which, of course, they were. But now it's starting to become something that regular Americans are becoming aware of because reporters are starting to visit the detention centers down on the border. They're seeing these kids in these conditions, photos of children, you know, hanging onto their parents'
legs. But that's what Sessions and others want. They want those pictures to go out so that they don't come.
That's right. And it may have a deterrent effect. So in the end, it may be doing exactly what President Trump wants, which and Attorney General Sessions, which is zero border crossings. But in the meantime, they are having to reckon with the moral dimension of this. And even people who don't want to illegal immigration or don't want to encourage that are horrified by what they are seeing. And that is forcing the administration into a position where they have to justify what they're doing, calling it established law and calling it Democrats' law. It's neither, but it is something that they have decided is going to – that's going to be their posture to defend what they are doing.
Aisha, we just have a few seconds left here, but huge tariffs today on China, and they're going to retaliate as well. How big of a deal is this in the White House?
It's a big deal. President Trump is saying that he's going to move ahead with this and that if China retaliates, then the U.S. will retaliate. And so that's starting to sound like a trade war.
Yeah.
Now,
so, if it's not already a trade war.
Exactly. The consequences are big for U.S. consumers.
It's Aisha Roscoe, NPR White House correspondent, and Beth Fooey, senior politics director at MSNBC and NBC News. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.